You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Welcome, everybody, to the Political Cesspool radio program. I am the one and only James Edwards, your host, this Saturday evening, June the 28th. You are listening live to the Political Cesspool radio program for the first time in my life, ladies and gentlemen, and this is the God's honest truth. I just turned 34 last week, of course, my birthday, June 22nd. I am sick. I am sick tonight. I have a hellacious head cold, sinus pressure about to make my eyes bulge out of my head. Very, very down and out. I have never in my life been sick in a summer month, ever. Used to, I would watch Michael Jordan in the NBA Finals, and he had the flu. Inevitably, he had the flu during every time he was in the Finals, particularly that one year against Utah that everybody remembers. I was like, Michael Jordan's the only guy in the country that gets the flu every year during the summer, and I'll be dead gummed if I don't think I might have it. It's getting worse by the minute, but I am here. I stay lit for you, ladies and gentlemen. Rain, sleet, snow, oppressive heat, even sickness, and I will be here if I can. If I'm out of town, I'll do it from the car. I want to be with you on Saturday nights, and it's great to be with you this evening. I do want to, on a much more serious note, if it's a possible to segue from that, although I am serious about not feeling well, but I want us to pause right now. As intelligent as my audience is, and I would say, ladies and gentlemen, that you are more intelligent than 99% of radio listeners worldwide. But today may be an anniversary the likes of which even you don't recall. And I want to pause to remember that it was 100 years ago today that Archduke Franz Ferdinand and his wife Sophie were murdered. That was June 28th, 1914. So what was it about that particular murder that causes us to want to pause and remember it? Well, it was, of course, the murder of Archduke Franz Ferdinand of Austria that set into motion World War I, which kicked off on July 28th, 1 month from today, 1914. So let's pause to remember the catastrophes that World War I and World War II were. Those two events, and certainly by extension, the murder of Franz Ferdinand, which set into motion these two wars, certainly kicked off the beginning of the end of the collapse of the white world, of Western civilization. The number of men of European descent that died in the two world wars is on par with those who we lost during the Black Plague. Both of those wars were absolutely avoidable. Neither should have been fought. And it was an event that occurred today, 100 years ago, that started it all. And I'm actually literally going to pause for 10 seconds here to remember the detrimental effect these wars have had on our people. You know, folks, we talk a lot about, you know, look back to 1954 with the Brown versus Board of Education decision. We look back and we think of how much our world has changed, how much this country has changed in the last 50 years. And certainly that's a point in time where you can draw a stark contrast to between then and now. But if you really want to take it a step further, go back to 100 years ago today. Look at what the world looked like, what Western civilization, the standing of Western civilization 100 years ago, and compare it to today. Folks, we cannot stand another 100 years of that sort of attrition. And now we're not killing each other in wars. We just don't have a birth rate that reaches replacement level fertility. So instead of murdering our cousins and brothers, we're just genociding ourselves. We are choosing not to reproduce. And, well, the results are predictable. 100 years ago today, Archduke Franz Ferdinand was murdered. And World War One was right around the corner. World War Two not long after that. And here we are in 2014. Are we better off than we were 100 years ago? Not a chance. Welcome to the show, everybody. Keith Alexander on a little hiatus. I got to tell you very quickly here, with my blessing, of course, Keith and I and Eddie the Bombardier Miller got together for our weekly planning session. And Keith, of course, as you know, just like the rest of us here on the staff and with this network, are working class men. Keith is an attorney by trade, and he is not a partner with a big law firm. He is an independent practicing attorney. He's his own secretary. He's his own paralegal. He's his own everything. It's a one-man law office, and he does a great job, and he's been around for a long, long time, sent all of his kids to private schools, but he is a one-man wrecking crew, and he has a heavy caseload right now. And so as we were having lunch a couple of days ago, he asked if it would be all right if he took a couple of weeks off to tend to work. And here this guy, who is a man that I respect immensely, an elder of mine, asking if I would be okay if he focused on his career, what puts bread on his table, and took a couple of weeks off from a volunteer gig here on the radio. And of course, the answer was yes, and with my blessing. And Keith will be back soon. I just didn't want you to notice over the course of the next couple of weeks that Keith will be out, and he will be back after that, of course. But and think that something might be askew or have gone awry. Well, that's certainly not the case. We work for a living, and Keith has a lot of work on his plate right now, and he's going to be tending to that. And then he'll be back with us, and we'll be back to full strength. But until then, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, I have got an incredible show lined up for you tonight. We're going to laugh. We're going to cry. We're going to get angry with righteous indignation. I'm going to hit you right between the eyes here in the political cesspool this evening. And I want to start it with an article that we featured on our website this week about Gary Oldman, the Hollywood actor, the film veteran. Gary Oldman actually is one of my favorite actors. I think he is a superb talent. He's a world-class actor. I would put him, if you asked me who my favorite actors were in terms of just ability, I'd have to say Colin Firth, Alan Rickman, Jeremy Irons, these classic European actors. Jeremy Irons, by the way. I really like period pieces. If you have Netflix, I would encourage you to watch the series The Borgias, where Jeremy Irons plays the Pope, Alexander Sixtus, in that. The Borgias, The Tudors is another good one on there, but I digress. I put Gary Oldman in those in the company of that. And Gary Oldman, of those other men as actors, Gary Oldman also known as one of the more conservative actors in Hollywood. And, of course, to be considered a conservative in Hollywood is a relative thing. Perhaps that means nothing more than you voted for John McCain, which certainly wouldn't make you a conservative in my book. But Gary Oldman, Gary Sinise, who of course has been a guest on this radio program, John Malkovich. They say John Malkovich is so far to the right, you think he's joking. So Gary Oldman, in addition to being a great actor, is known at least to be nominally conservative. And he said some things this week that has gotten him into an awful lot of hot water. He said, for instance, that he thought that political correctness had run amok and that it was unfair what happened to Mel Gibson and Alec Baldwin. They said a couple of politically incorrect things that left-leaning actors wouldn't have even caught the slightest bit of heat for, and their careers are effectively over. He said the perception was in Hollywood, if you didn't vote for 12 Years a Slave to be the Oscar-winning film, you were a racist, and everybody was just scared to death of that. I'm going to tell you what he said, though, that got him in deep you-know-what right after this.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. $5 from the freeze-dry guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze-dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half-cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway one-month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you can take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
Okay, so before that last commercial break kicked in, folks, I was telling you that Gary Oldman is really feeling the pressure right now in the media. One of the finest actors in the business, a true talent, which is rare for modern films. You'd think that such a veteran would have learned by now that telling the truth in Hollywood is a big no-no. And I said a couple of other things, mentioned a couple of other things that he said. He didn't think that the treatment that Mel Gibson and Alec Baldwin received for making politically incorrect remarks was justifiable. It ended their careers, whereas he pointed out that people like Bill Maher, for instance, who constantly is mocking Christians, and Jon Stewart doing some of the same things, they never suffer any negative repercussions. He also said that there was a perception that everybody felt obligated in Hollywood to vote for 12 Years a Slave as the Oscar-winning film, and it did win the Oscar, because to have done anything less would have meant that they were a racist. So you have to vote for a film, no matter if it's good or not, if it glorifies blacks and paints whites in a negative image, or else you're a racist. And that's true. Everything Gary said was true. But here's what he also said, that hair-lipped the ADL. He said that the situation Mel Gibson faced was exacerbated because he, quote, works in a town that is run by Jews. An absolute 100% spot-on, truthful statement. All he said was that Hollywood is run by Jews. He didn't say that was a good thing or a bad thing. He just said it was a fact. The ADL said, what did they say? They have begun a conversation with Gary Oldman's managing producer, and they are not satisfied with his comments, and he must issue an apology, and the apology that he had issued thus far is insufficient and not satisfactory. Well, what does Gary Oldman, must he apologize for? For telling the truth? Hey, he's in hot water for merely pointing out a very obvious truth. Of course, if you don't believe Gary Oldman and if you don't believe James Edwards that Jews control Hollywood, then don't take our word for it. Let's take a look at what they have to say. And I have this article posted for you at thepoliticalcesspool.org. It was copy and pasted from the Times of Israel, which is a Jewish newspaper in Israel. And here's what it reads. "We Jews are a funny breed," this Jewish writer opines. "We love to brag about every Jewish actor. Sometimes we even pretend that an actor is Jewish because we like him enough that we think he deserves to be on our team. We brag about Jewish authors, Jewish politicians, and Jewish directors. Every time someone mentions any movie or book or piece of art, we inevitably say something like, 'Did you know that he was Jewish?' That's just how Jews roll. We're a driven group. And not just in regards to the art world. We have, for example, AIPAC, which was essentially constructed to drive the agenda in Washington, D.C., and it succeeds admirably." So here you have this Jewish writer saying that Jewish interests control the agenda in Washington. We say that, and we get branded as anti-Semitic. He goes on to write, "We brag about the fact that we control Washington. Again, it's just what we do. But the funny part about it is, when any anti-Semite, which would be a Gentile that agrees with a Jew that they have a disproportionate amount of power in Washington or in the media," that was my editorializing there. I'll go back to read exactly word for word what he writes. "The funny part is when any anti-Semite starts to spout stuff like the Jews control Hollywood and the Jews control Washington, suddenly we're up in arms. We create huge campaigns to take these people down. We do what we can to put them out of work. But let's be honest with ourselves." Now, pay attention to what he writes right here, ladies and gentlemen. I won't read the whole article, but I'll wrap it up with this because this is a million-dollar paragraph. "Let's be honest with ourselves here, fellow Jews," he writes. "We do control Hollywood. We've got so many people in executive offices in the big movie production companies that it's almost obscene." This is a Jewish writer writing for a Jewish newspaper in Israel. "Just about every movie or television show is rife with Jewish actors, Jewish directors, and Jewish writers. Did you know that all 8 major film studios are run by Jews?" And it goes on, but I think you get the drift. Jewish writer for a Jewish newspaper in Israel says everything that we say here on the political cesspool, no more, no less, and they celebrate it. But if I say it because I'm a white Christian, I'm an anti-Semite. I must hate them for pointing out what we all see with our own 2 eyes. Gary Oldman is issuing a groveling, grotesque apology right now for merely saying that Hollywood is run by Jews. Well, they admit that. They celebrate it. They brag about it. But if a Gentile says it, there's going to be hell to pay. Gary Oldman should have not apologized. I mean, how much money did he's been in film for, 30, 40 years? Many, many blockbuster films. The Batman series. He's in the new Planet of the Apes movie that's out right now. He has more money than he and his entire family and 2 generations of descendants could ever spend. Why apologize for telling the truth? That's what separates the political cesspool, and I'm sure you know this, ladies and gentlemen, from all other mainstream media. We do not apologize for telling the truth. We take our lumps, we take our beatings, we take our scars, and we just keep on rolling. I will never apologize for telling the truth. Yes, I believe that this disproportionate amount of Jewish control over our entertainment and government, along with other institutions, is a bad thing. I believe it's bad, not because just because they're Jewish, but because Jewish people are very liberal. By and large, they are the most liberal segment of the population. And as a conservative, I have an issue with that. I mean, if they were fighting for Western civilization, if they were fighting for the interests of my family, perhaps I wouldn't have such a problem. I don't want to be a hypocrite, but let's just be honest here. And so, you know, I say these things, I'm a Nazi, they say it. Well, of course that's the truth. I mean, everybody knows that. Pat yourself on the back. Hate to see what's happening to Gary Oldman, but I hate even more that he is caving in and apologizing to these people for stating the truth. Now, speaking of media, now you know here we have an internet sensation on our hands here, folks. What we have here with the Political Cesspool, and of course we're syndicated by the Liberty News Radio Network and in a few markets across the country in different cities on the AM and FM dial. We're very proud of the way this show has grown over the course of the last 10 years, and it'll be 10 years this October, and we hope that everybody will be joining us in Memphis for that big anniversary event. By the way, Sam Bushman just bought his ticket day before yesterday, I believe it was. Sam Bushman and his co-host of the Liberty Roundtable show, Kirk Crosby, will be among the dignitaries here in Memphis this October for our anniversary weekend celebration. Well, all that being said, as big as we are and as much as we have accomplished, you know, do I wish that Liberty Roundtable and the political cesspool had the kind of syndication that a Rush Limbaugh had? Absolutely. Would I ever leave this network, or would I ever mince my words or trim my sails on certain issues in order to have access to a larger audience? No, I never would. And we've had opportunities before, and we've declined those, and we'll continue to decline those. Wherever I go, wherever we're able to go, we're going to go doing it our way. And I hope it gets bigger. I hope it gets better. I wish we were in every city. But I'm with this network, and I'm with you, ladies and gentlemen. But we had a listener, to cut to the chase, who called Sirius XM Radio. And he pointed out that he's a listener of our show, and he was thinking about subscribing to the Sirius radio for his car, which is, of course, satellite, and therefore, you know, wherever you are, you can get that channel. If you're in your car, you'll have it. And he said, you know, I noticed that you have a lot of pro-black, pro-homosexual, pro-Hispanic talk radio shows. Do you carry the political cesspool? Do you carry any pro-white programming? And I did not put this fella up to it. He emailed me this week. I was pleasantly surprised to see that he had recorded this conversation with a Sirius XM official or representative, I guess you would say, and posted it to YouTube. So I captured that, and we posted it to our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org, a couple of days ago. And we're going to play it for you in its entirety after these this next commercial break, which is right around the bend. And, you know, more people need to do that. More people need to demand that our interests are represented at least in proportion to what the other groups have in the mainstream media. If it's okay for people of other races and even perverse sexual orientations to have their shows, we should have ours. And certainly we do. But why aren't we carried? You know, we're better than these shows. There is no better show than Sam Bushman's show. Why aren't we on Sirius? This guy asked that question. We'll get the answer right after this.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who bleeds the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the political cesspool.
There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people. But one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQonline.com and click on subscribe now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQonline.com. Subscribe now.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the show. As promised, we're going to go to this clip right now. We'll be voyeurs together and listen in as this conversation was recorded without editing by a fan of our show as he called in to ask whether or not Sirius XM Radio carried the political cesspool. Here it is now.
Thanks for calling SiriusXM. Your call may be monitored and recorded for quality assurance.
Thank you for calling SiriusXM. My name is MJ. How may I help you today?
I'm Jay. Hey, I'm thinking about getting a Sirius or XM radio, and I'm trying to decide which one. I'm looking at the channel lineup, and I'm trying to find the one that's going to have some of the stations and programs I'm interested in. Can you help me with that?
Okay. Yes, sir, definitely. So what channels are you, what channels do you want to have on your radio?
Well, some of the things that I'm looking for is I'm looking for some of the talk radio shows that I usually listen to on the Internet, and I'd like to see if I can find some of them on either the Sirius or the XM. Now, does it matter whether I get a Sirius or an XM? Are the station lineups different, or are they the same?
Well, sir, if you're just talking about the talk and entertainment, there's no much difference with the channel lineup on your radio, unless the one of those top channels is Howard Stern or Oprah or
Opie
and Anthony.
Well, one of the maybe you could look it up for me. One of those stations I'm looking for. I'm looking for some pro-white radio stations. One in particular is called The Political Cesspool. It's by James Edwards. He has a radio show every day that runs about 3 hours. Do you carry that on either the Sirius or the XM?
What kind of radio station again, sir?
It's called The Political Cesspool. Political.
Oh, political. Okay.
Cesspool with James Edwards.
Let me see it here, okay?
Excellent. Yeah, he's got a really dynamic pro-white interest radio talk show.
All right, so sir, upon checking here, the only politics channels or radio stations that we have here is from 124, 125, and 17. So let me give you those.
Well, I'm looking at the schedule. It's 1 what? 120 what?
124.
120.
Both is.
What's it called?
Yeah, POTUS Politics.
It's called what?
POTUS Politics.
POTUS?
Yeah.
Is that
and
a
the other one is.
Is that a pro-white station?
Let me check on it.
I mean, I see you have a lot of African American talk radio. I see you got some Mexican news, Korean news, Latino news, but I don't see any listing in here for any white news networks. Do you know if they have any networks that are for white interests? You know, for white. You know, white culture and white empowerment. You know, white motivational stations, kind of like the Negro ones and the Mexican ones. I see they even got a gay and lesbian one. I don't think I agree with that, having that kind of deviancy on the radio. I just don't think that's appropriate.
I'm checking each of the politics channels that we have here.
Folks, I'll go ahead and preempt it right there. The rest of
now,
the...
Now, what about David Duke? Have you ever heard of David Duke?
Not yet.
Yeah.
It's the first time I heard that. How do you spell that last name?
David Duke, D-U-K-E. He has a... Yeah, he has a two-hour talk show on the internet every day. And he's a former congressman from Louisiana. He's got a very powerful pro-white talk show.
All right, you're also listening on the internet radio.
Oh, right, yeah, you can get all these talk shows on the internet. I just want to see if I can get them on my XM radio, so I can get them.
Okay.
You know, I can get them in my car instead of having to always have to listen to them on the computer.
All right, so sir, can you please give me the their radio channel?
It's called the Rents Radio Network. You got David Duke from and Don Black with Stormfront.
All right, everybody, I'm going to go ahead and preempt it right there, if that's okay, just for the sake of time. There is about 4 minutes left in that video clip, and the gentleman who made that call and recorded it and sent it on to me circles back towards the end of the call and asks again about the political cesspool. But, you know, we should be calling and asking, not just asking, but demanding that shows that cater to white interests in Western culture be included as well. I'm not saying, and nor have you ever heard me say, that there should be no programming that seeks to advance the agenda of black people or Mexican people or whomever. I certainly have a bigger problem with the homosexual agenda than any person being proud of their racial or cultural heritage. I might go so far as to say that there should not be any advocacy groups for sexual deviancy. But as far as races go, yeah, everybody should have that, including us. And that's the thing. And as you listen to that call, if you watch the YouTube, he has graphics on it. One of the shows that they have is called The Urban View, which is an all-black, a pro-black show. It used to be called, before they changed the name, The Black Power Show. Black Power. You know, and again, to each their own. Everybody should be proud of their history and where they came from. But again, why not us too? And you have so many people here in this country. Whites will soon be a minority here, I'm afraid, if current trends persist. But of what constitutes the current minorities makeup of this country, they're just career malcontents. They are upset about everything. They live to be upset. They're not happy unless they're upset or complaining about something. And we just roll over and take our dispossession as if it's inevitable. Well, the least we can do is do what this guy did. And God bless this fella. He has never, to my knowledge, emailed the radio show before. I'm not sure of who he is, but he scored a home run with this one. And we should be calling. He was very polite. He didn't do this as a stunt. You can tell. He was very straightforward and sincere in asking this person these questions that was representing SiriusXM. European Americans deserve to have a voice too. Conservative Christians, white Christians, deserve to have an unapologetic voice. And we are it. And our show, let me just tell you something. I mean, you know about our show, folks, if you're a regular listener, but in addition to being better based in terms of content and delivery and quality of the hosting staff, perhaps Press A Company not included, but Keith and Eddie do a pretty good job. No, seriously, I mean, we've got a good show all the way around. It's a professional show, and you look at some of the things that we've done over our decade run, been covered by over 250 magazines, from Newsweek, the Los Angeles Times, the New York Times, the London Times. You know, we talk about this from time to time. Entertainment Tonight, my series of appearances on CNN, working in cooperation with Warner Brothers for the re-release of Gods and Generals. I mean, we have done more than just about any other, well, certainly any other show of our size. We've done more than just about any other local conservative. Well, I'll tell you this. I think the political cesspool has gotten more press and more consistent media coverage over the years than anyone short of a Limbaugh, a Hannity, a Glenn Beck, and people of that nature, household names. Short of that, I don't think there's any other radio show that's not everywhere like those folks are in national syndication that have gotten as much bang for their buck as we have. And I think we deserve to have a voice of our own, and I think that Liberty News Radio, the programs that are on Liberty News Radio, should have their own channel on Sirius. Now, if they ever did ask for the political cesspool, there would be two conditions. The only way it would happen is, well, if we had $20,000 a month, I think they might do it. But they would have to take me as we are and the show as it is, nothing more, nothing less, and they'd have to take Sam Bushman, too. We're a package deal. But short of that, you know, I think that we should have a voice on a network like that because I think we're that good. And I appreciate this guy calling. I got a letter in from a buddy in Collinwood, Tennessee. And Buddy is a guy that donates every single quarter, at least once. He's donated twice this month. He says he's always more than happy to help. It's absolutely shocking that the political cesspool is not constantly flooded with $5, $10, and $20 contributions from the endless thousands who have so much to lose in this struggle. And Buddy, God bless you, my friend. You're a true brother. I love you. And you're right. And for all the millions of people that we represent in a thankless capacity, I know the people who listen to this show appreciate our work and we appreciate you, but there's so many more out there that we're fighting for that either don't know that we're here or couldn't care less. They should be tuning in and they should be fighting for us and they should be calling to get us in wider, a wider audience. And we'll be back with more right after this.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1200mm coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Thank you.
welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody, welcome back. First of all, yes, I know our website is down. Thepoliticalcesspool.org does appear to be down. We've been on and off all day today due to traffic. If it's not one thing, it's another. What can I do? Our webmaster is working on it, and hopefully we'll be back up sooner rather than later. That being said, we have a huge report to be filed by the one and only Peter Scoop Stanton. We're going to get to Scoop in exactly 60 seconds. Chris from Alaska has been waiting patiently. Chris, I got a minute for you right now, and if you'd like to call back in the second hour, I'd love to talk to you some more. But we got to get to Scoop also. But take it away, Chris.
James, I just wanted to tie together the last few shows. I think you guys have been hitting on all cylinders.
Thank you, buddy.
And as the Mississippi Senate primary shows, the political cesspool is right and the conventional wisdom is wrong. We cannot get along with these people. The conventional politicians are out to get you. And the gentleman, the listener who talked to SiriusXM, his name is Mr. Rick. He's a former co-host for the White Voice podcast.
Ah.
And they've done some pretty convincing evidence that we're already a minority in this country. We don't need them. They need us. And the political cesspool is showing the way to the future, which is secession and self-determination for everybody, including conservative Christians and white people.
Well, listen, that's what we always say. Not at the expense of anyone else, but in addition to, we deserve a voice of our own, and we deserve to have the ability to determine our own destiny, and we shouldn't apologize or feel guilty for having unique group interests just like everyone else. And I'll never apologize for it. I'm not a Gary Oldman. I'm going to tell the truth and stand up to whatever heat comes my way and until it kills me, you know. So that's how we do business here. And listen, if you want to continue the conversation, I'm wide open in the second hour, so give me a call back. And thank you for the kind words.
I certainly will, James.
You got it. Let's go to Peter Scoop Stanton, who... Well, he's had a big week. Let me just tell you that. It's not every week is not like the week that Scoop just had there in Washington, D.C. Scoop, why don't you tell us all about it? And I mean all about it.
All right. Good evening, everybody and successful family. Real quick to piggyback about the last segment about SiriusXM. Yours truly actually called one of the program directors for SiriusXM offering these political cesspool and Liberty News Radio or Liberty Roundtable for nothing, and they decided to take a pass on it. SiriusXM has approximately 24 million listeners, and if 10% are just cesspool listeners, which is 240,000 people, if they call the program director at for the talk section of SiriusXM and say, we demand this political cesspool or we'll cancel, I'm sure maybe they'll get off their duff.
Well, that's right. I mean, look, no, you're right. I mean, And what Eddie the Bombardier Miller did week before last in his own cove in petitioning the city until they got these illegal aliens under control and cleaned up their yard and actually got them out of there entirely, one person taking an initiative can make a difference. I think so oftentimes we think that one person making a phone call or being persistent about something they want will never pan out. Well, Eddie proved that wrong in and of himself. And you're right. I think if they get enough calls, they'll reconsider. I mean, this is how we've been able to lose so much ground, is that our opposition is eternally vigilant. And they will not stop griping. They will not stop scratching and clawing until they get what they want. They just beat you into submission.
Right. Now, back to what I originally called for, since I'm short on time. A little backstory. April 26th, I was able to book the great Charlie Duff as a guest on the show, and it was Radio Gold. After the interview, I spoke to him on the phone, and I sent him email saying, hey, Charlie, you know what? We got a lot of comment. I like what you do. Hey, how about if I go work for you? I don't want any money. I don't want any camera time, air time, nothing like that. And just like you, Mr. Edwards, the poor guy said, yeah, sure, why not?
Well, let me just add right here in case anyone missed that show. That interview was odd because odd in terms of we didn't talk about anything for the better part of an hour. It was all monkey shines, but Radio Gold in a sense, I guess you could say. But Charlie LaDuff, listen, I like some of his work. you know, he might not see eye to eye with us on everything, but his style of reporting and what he has done for Fox News in Detroit and just documenting the rot that is that city, the Motor City, I really like his style, the way he delivers this. And he was on our show, as Scoop mentioned, because Scoop had extended to him an invitation. And he has won a Pulitzer Prize. I mean, you know, as far as that goes. And that don't mean much, because most of the time, those kind of awards, like the Nobel Peace Prize, they go to just the worst of the worst. But if it's somebody that's been on our show, we'll make mention of the fact that he did, in fact, as far as a biography goes, win a Pulitzer Prize. He's a Fox News reporter. Anyway, Scoop stayed in touch with him after his appearance with us. And he was in Washington this week, which is where Scoop lives. And Scoop, you take it from there.
Okay, Monday morning, about 10 o'clock, I just woke up and my phone rang, the one I'm speaking to you on now. It was Mr. LaDuff. And first I thought it was Greenman, then I thought, okay, he called to say, hey, stop sending your garbage emails and cease and desist, or I'll put a restraining order on you or a couple guys to break your legs. But that's not what happened. He said where I was, and I actually had to think for a minute. I was like, I'm here in Washington. I was like, where are you at? He's like, Detroit. So anyways, he said he was flying into D.C. that day, and I looked at my watch. It was about 10 in the, still 10 in the morning, and I asked when he's coming to town. He said 2 in the afternoon that day. And I looked at my watch again. I was like, man, that must be a pretty fast plane. So anyways, I said, text me the information, and I will pick you up. And he agreed. And then I had to clean out my outhouse of a car. Now, anybody who has children know that your precious ride becomes a rolling trash can. So I said, you know what? If I pick up Charlie the Duff, he's not rolling in some garbage can. So anyways, he texted me and said, hey, you know what? Forget it. I'll take a cab. I said, oh, hell no. I'm picking you up, your family. So I rolled up. I was able to get a spot at Reagan Airport, and he called me. He's like, where are you at? I said, just look for the gray Chevrolet with the fuzzy dice and the fat derelict. Stand next to it. He said, are you the fat derelict? I said, no, I'm the guy standing next to the fat derelict in a suit. So anyways, I met him and his cameraman, Bob. His name is just way too long to pronounce. And then we jumped in the car, and off we went. Now, I used to work at National Airport, so of course I took the wrong turn to the airport return, which is a big circle, twice. So then finally took the right turn and got on the highway headed to the district. And in the course of driving across the 14th Street Bridge, we were in bumper-to-bumper traffic. So I was fiddling with my GPS to find out where the hotel is. I was texting Jim Edwards. I was talking to Charlie, his cameraman. And I said, Charlie, do me a favor. Here's James's voicemail, crank call.
Well, hey, just don't say what he said, what y'all said on the message. You know, boys will be boys off the air, of course.
Right, and he said, more or less he said, hey, James, you don't appreciate Scoop. He's a great guy. This or anything, I'm signing up for excess and blow you out of the water. But I had to feed him the lines because he's not a good liar, and I was roaring. So anyways, I dropped them off. They were in town for the Homeland Security hearing about this issue at the border with the kids. The next morning, I got up nice and early. He gave me a call. He said he'll be at the the Cannon building at 10 o'clock. And this is just before 8. I was already dressed, showered, ready to go. All I had to do is drop off my daughter at daycare, which is on the way, and meet him downtown. It took me almost 3 hours to get downtown. Congress wants to fix everybody else's problem, but they can't figure out how to get people from point A to point B.
Well, let me ask you this real quick, Scoop. What was Charlie in town for? Charlie LaDuff, Fox News reporter out of Detroit. What was he in town for? Because I know you ended up inside Eric Cantor's office. You were inside Eric Cantor's office at the Capitol building with press credentials, for God's sake.
Well, I didn't have press credentials. My press credentials happens to be my smart trip card to ride the choo-choo train. And my work ID.
Well, they let you in as a member of the press nonetheless, because you were there in the media pool. And I got pictures, folks, of him inside of Scoop Stanton, political cesspool correspondent, inside Eric Cantor's office, not asking questions, but holding what looked like media equipment as Charlie LaDuff asked questions of the Department of Homeland Security, whomever it was.
Right.
Get to that.
My media equipment consisted of a Staples notepad and a Kindle tablet. Now, on the Kindle tablet, I opened it up, and it had some not-friendly, family-friendly photographs. So my eyes almost jumped on my head as I'm trying to delete this. But anyways, the chief of staff for Representative Candace Miller from Michigan was talking to Charlie and his cameraman, because She knew Charlie from back home. And also spoke to me and said, who are you with? And I had to think quick. I had to say Liberty News Radio, because if I said The Political Cesspool, then that'd be a lot more explained to do. And thank God for you know, Charlie and his cameraman, they went with it. But anyways, as I'm walking around with Charlie and Bob, they're shooting some video. A very attractive lady comes walking down. I told the gentleman from Detroit, I said, oh, man, here comes my second wife. Well, somebody walks up to the nice lady and says, hey, that guy over there, he says you're going to be his wife number two.
Well, you had a good time. I mean, but this is actually a pretty cool story, folks, is that here is Scoop Stanton, contributor for our show, walking around with Fox News reporters in Congress, inside Eric Cantor's office. I heard you ate some of Eric Cantor's peanuts, or was that Charlie?
I said, hey, there's Eric Cantor's office. Charlie just walked right on in like he owned the place and was looking for the good representative.
But I'm glad he got some of Eric Cantor's peanuts while he could. Those peanuts won't be there much longer. But
right.
Nevertheless,
and,
hey.
And his house, a business card with a House Majority Leader.
And Scoop actually sent me video footage, folks, of. You described it perfectly, Scoop. You said that 1950s footage of people searching for Bigfoot was more steady and stable than that. I got nauseous watching Scoop's footage as he walked around the halls of Congress. But. Nevertheless, a pretty big adventure for a cesspoolian, and we're going to have to have you tell us the rest of the story next week. They won't allow me in the Capitol. I'm glad you could go in and covertly, Scoop, and get in there, and I'm glad you had a good time with Charlie LaDuff. This show opens doors for everybody. What can I say? We're going to take a break. The second hour's coming up. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, too. Bye.